Hey everyone, Dr. Miles here. And this video is about the mindset for success. Success is something that is really important to feel successful with a low amount put in. Some people set the bar really high, and I know we've talked earlier about habits. And if you feel successful, if you're maintaining a very low bar habit for engagement, that's important. And of course, we want you to engage at a high level too. So the mindset for engaging and feeling successful is one, setting the bar low so that success is defined by even a small amount of engagement. But also, too, understanding that you get out what you put in. Be generous with your reflections in the community and engage in the community. When you give, it's an investment that returns in great, with great interest, with great dividends. Learning research is very clear on this. The more you engage, the more you get out. And if you really bookmark that community and engage with the community in the course, that's going to really help with getting a lot out. The next principle is celebrate wins. It's easy to focus on problems or struggles in your practice or cases or people who aren't getting better, but celebrate the wins. This is a principle that's so important, and we know in habit formation, if you celebrate doing a small amount, you're more likely to do more. We also know that morale of teams improves dramatically if they celebrate small wins in each other instead of just focusing on the problems at hand. It's so easy to focus on the challenge or the struggle, but the research is clear on gratitude. When you're grateful for something that's happened and you celebrate it, it produces more happiness and it produces more interest in continuing to do similar things that produce similar results. So build the habit of paying attention to and sharing with others the things that are going well. Did you get a good result with a patient? Share that in the community. Let other practitioners celebrate that together with you. Did you successfully complete a personal best? Even if it's not on your clinic, if you did a personal best in your own life, share that too in the community. That's going to build the sense of community of these practitioners who are training in functional medicine. And we want that community to thrive. And we want to celebrate together with you your successes and your wins. And we want you to be hearing about other practitioners' successes and wins. Something that really inspires me is when I hear someone else was successful with a really challenging case. I feel like, wow, I can do that too. So there's that principle of celebrating wins that's so important. Do this with your team. Do this in the community with other practitioners. Next principle, we are in this together. Be vulnerable and personal in the community. There's, if you've not looked at some of the research or like the TED Talk on vulnerability, it's so important to be vulnerable. It really, if you're able to open up a little bit about your personal struggle, about your struggle in your clinic, it opens the window for people to help, for people to reach out, for people to support you. And it helps people to understand you. Everyone's human. Everyone has challenges and struggles. And so we want this course not just to be academic material. We want you to feel like you're a part of a family. We're your family. And we want you to post in the community about your struggles. We want you to be vulnerable. And we want you to celebrate your wins with us too. The full spectrum, the full gamut. So, personal life, practice life, feel free to really share this with the community and consider this a family of practitioners that's going to help each other and look out for each other and support each other. And the way to do that is to engage in the community. And the last principle I want to cover is believe, commit, forgive, and repeat. This is a principle, this is a mindset for success. This will help with getting through this course material. It's also going to help with general life. Believe means I can. You can do it. You can complete this course. You can become a phenomenal functional medicine practitioner. You can have a successful, thriving practice. You can deliver a high level of results to your clients. That's the belief, I can. And then commitment. To commit is I do. So first you have to believe you can in order to commit and actually do. So believe first, I can become very successful in functional medicine, and then commit, I do, I will take the action steps necessary. So I'll watch the videos, I'll engage in the community, I'll submit cases, engage with the course material. That's the commit part. So the believe part is I believe I can become a practitioner, I believe I can become this, I believe I can do this. And then the commit is actually taking those action steps, actually doing. So believe, commit, and then step three is forgive or let go. Because we all have stressful periods, we all have times where we're going to drop the ball on paying attention as much as we need to engage fully in the course or in our practice, or making a mistake with a client. And forgive yourself, let go of that. If you go through a period of not watching videos, of not engaging with the community, forgive yourself quickly and get back to it. This is something that I'm sure if you're working with clients, you understand that if they get off the wagon and slip back into old patterns of eating inappropriately or doing self-sabotaging behaviors or not exercising, not taking their supplements, that they start to slip back. But I think most practitioners know and understand that that's not a problem if they get back with the program and recommit. And so this is a process. If they can forgive and let go, or if you can forgive and let go, get back to believe again and recommit. And then forgive if you let things slip. And then believe again, I can do it. And then commit, I am going to do it. And then forgive if it slips. And that's a cycle, a process to repeat. The mindset for success, the most successful people are persistent people. I remember my father, he was a state legislator and a state senator. He wanted to pass this initiative that was not getting, there's no way he could pass it in the Senate or in the legislature. It had a lot of opposition. It's called the Healthy Arizona Initiative. It's going to take tobacco and lottery tax money and make it available to people who fell below the poverty line, give them access to health care. So he tried, but he couldn't get it done there. But he believed that he could do it. So then he found another way. He decided, I'm going to write an initiative, get it on the ballot, let the people vote it in, since the legislature won't do it. I was young at the time, but this involved a lot of time, energy, and effort, hundreds of volunteers, hundreds of thousands of signatures, walking door to door, and it got on the ballot, it got voted in, and then the Speaker for the House, there was a setback. The Speaker for the House didn't want it to come in, kept putting it at the bottom of the pile, and didn't ever initiate it, and it fizzled out. So he basically stonewalled it. So my father had to forgive and let go of the fact that he'd put in all this work and it didn't work. He believed that he could still do it, and he recommitted and got everyone to volunteer again and engage again and get it back on the ballot again, and then it got voted in. So that's just one example of this principle of believe, commit, forgive can play into many areas of your life. If you aspire to something, this is how to get it done despite the odds not being in your favor, how to be able to complete the online course despite the stats for online course completion being low on average. If you set your mindset for success, if you believe you can do it, If you commit and you actually take the action steps, and then forgive yourself when you let it slip, re-believe, recommit, and forgive. Believe, commit, forgive. So that's the last principle for success. So to review, the principles for success here are: you get out what you put in. So engage with the community, engage with the material. Second principle, celebrate wins. Don't just focus on the problems, celebrate wins. We want to hear about your wins. Your staff wants to hear about the small wins and focus on those. Third principle, we're in this together. Lean on the community for support, be vulnerable, be personal, share. And that's going to build that sense of community and family. Lastly, believe, commit, forgive. So these principles can help with success in any area of life. Please engage with these principles in your daily life and in this course. Thank you for watching, and have a healthy and happy day.